President Obama and his administration are under pressure on another issue involving jobs. This one pits potential job growth versus environmental concerns. The State Department's considering whether to issue a permit that would allow the building of an oil pipeline that would extend from Canada all the way to the Gulf Coast. A final public hearing was held yesterday in Washington, D.C. NPR's Jeff Brady has our story.
The company behind the Keystone XL pipeline, TransCanada, says approval would immediately lead to jobs for about 20,000 construction and manufacturing workers. That sounds good to Terrence O'Sullivan. He's general president of the Laborers International Union of North America.
It is a depression-like situation for construction workers throughout our great country. Among our members, 1 in 10 has faced foreclosure on their homes. 1 in 4 has lost health care coverage.
O'Sullivan calls the Keystone XL pipeline a lifeline for his members. Just before the State Department hearing, his union held a rally outside.
Be loud! Be heard! Be vigilant! And fight for working people! Let's go!
Daryl Smith from Baltimore stood at the back of the crowd.
I'm here because I need a job, sir. I've been out of work for like 6 months. And I'm just trying to get back to work. I got bills that are oncoming, and me not working, it's hard to make it happen.
Nearby, opponents of the Keystone XL pipeline camped out overnight. During the labor rally, one of them wandered through the crowd with a bullhorn.
There's something more important than a job, and that's the earth. You're destroying the earth. You're destroying the nation.
The proposed pipeline would transport oil from Alberta's tar sands 1,700 miles south to refineries on the Gulf Coast. Since it crosses an international boundary, a special presidential permit is needed. That's why the State Department is overseeing the project. Making oil from tar sands emits more pollution than the traditional way of producing oil. Critics also are concerned the pipeline will pass over the Midwest's Oglala Aquifer. Rancher Susan Straka-Luby traveled all the way from Stewart, Nebraska, to give State Department officials this message.
If I can't sell my cattle, if I can't sell my land, if I can't shower or drink the greatest tasting water on earth, when there is a leak in our aquifer, where will I work?
TransCanada has tried to allay concerns by talking about the technology used to prevent spills. President and CEO Russ Girling says the pipeline will have 16,000 sensors monitoring it 24 hours a day.
This is a very high-tech operation. And if there's a problem, automatic shut-off valves can activate within minutes and shut off the flow of oil.
Girling has a list of benefits to convince skeptics. Beyond job creation, he argues that it's best to get oil from a friendly neighbor, like Canada, than from the Middle East or Venezuela. But it's becoming clear that there are some people he will never convince.
At the end of the day, we're just building a pipeline from an oil supply source to the biggest refining location in the world. I would have thought that that would have been a no-brainer, to coin a phrase, and never expected this kind of opposition.
Yes, you can! Stop the pipeline! Yes,
outside, Rachel Mark of Hummelstown, Pennsylvania, says the Keystone XL project isn't just about the merits of the pipeline anymore. Mark says President Obama can stop this all on his own if he wants to.
If he says no to this, it sends a signal to everybody who voted for him and hope that he would change the direction of the country, that he means it.
With environmental groups and some unions split on this issue, the administration risks angering supporters no matter what decision is made on the Keystone XL pipeline. A decision is expected by the end of the year. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Washington.